What up? It's Dramos from the Life as a Gringo podcast. We are back with a brand new season. Now, Life as a Gringo speaks to Latinos who are born or raised here in the States. It's about educating and breaking those generational curses that, man, have been holding us back for far too long. I'm here to discuss the topics that are relevant to all of us and to define what it means to live as our true, authentic self. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What is Circle? At Circle, we're building a digital dollar that's actually dollar-backed, one-to-one. Circle is a future where money will travel at the speed of internet for fractions of a penny, and no one will think about it because it will just be the way we work. Visit circle.com/podcast.
Chipotle's new Chicken Al Pastor is where fire meets flavor. Starting with chicken fresh off the grill, combined into a rich marinade of seared morita peppers and ground achiote, balanced with a splash of pineapple for the right amount of heat, and finished with fresh lime and hand-cut cilantro. Chipotle's new Chicken Al Pastor is fire on every level. Only available for a limited time. Order now in the app for pickup or delivery. Chipotle, for real.
And we continue with our American stories. Deborah Sampson became a hero of the American Revolution when she disguised herself as a man and joined the Patriot Forces. Here to tell her story is the author of Deborah Sampson, The Girl Who Went to War. Let's take a listen.
I am Marilyn Gilbert Kamichak, and I'm going to be telling the story of Deborah Sampson. I was on the internet some years ago and was looking and talking about a woman who fought in the Revolutionary War successfully disguised as a man. This piqued my interest because there were definite rules against this. They could be flogged, jailed, or put out of the church, any manner of things. What made me want to go to the work and trouble of writing about her was her extraordinary courage and her amazing patriotic zeal that she thought to be one among those who tried to pass and succeeded without being discovered. She was born in 1760 in Plimpton, Massachusetts. Her family came over on the Mayflower. But at 5 years, her father deserts the family and she's sent to work for a mother's cousin as a maid. At 8, she's a maid to 80-year-old Widow Thatcher. At 10, she is sent to work for the Thomas family as an indentured servant, although she begged them continually to let her go to school. They would not let her go to school. So she taught herself to read and write in the loft at night. And also, she, in the meantime, was becoming a teacher and a weaver. Then Middleborough gets word of the Boston Tea Party. The English attacked the people of Boston and jailed them and whipped them for dumping the tea in the harbor. Deborah and Mr. Thomas go to Boston with food for the Americans. And that experience helped her know that she wanted to be a soldier. One night, she dresses as a man and goes to enlist. Is almost successful when someone discovers or sees her felon finger. This is a finger that only weavers have of the thread rubbing against their certain finger. And a man shouts, "That's a woman. She has a felon finger." She, in the meantime, has woven so many pairs of men's suits and clothing that she simply puts on, late at night, a man's suit and gathers some other things that she might need, because she is going to try to find the recruiter for George Washington's army. She walks quite some distance before she finds the recruiter. And so she stays in barns during the day to keep out of sight. She does find a recruiter, and she enlists as Robert Shurtleff. She's given a uniform, and she marches in this dreadful weather, very, very cold weather, with her unit from Boston to New York City, and joins the Light Infantry 1782 at West Point. In fact, as we speak, there is a plaque on the wall for her at West Point. She liked to be away from the other men as much as she could for fear of discovery, and so she volunteered as a scout. But once, while out having volunteered as a scout and on horseback, raided an enemy ham house, and as she's making her getaway, is wounded in the leg. She hides in a cave, and using her knife, some brandy, and water from a nearby stream, works on the wound, though it is never properly healed. And in time, she walks until she can rejoin her unit. General Patterson chose her to be his orderly. Now, this involves shaving his face and helping his family. This is an honor, and she also is given a room of her own. So that helps subside her fear of being found out. Then there is a rebellion in Philadelphia from some of the troops there, and the general needs to go, and he wants Deborah to go with him. So while they are there, he sends her out on several errands, and while she's out, she faints and falls over and loses consciousness. She's picked up off the street and taken to a hospital. Dr. Binet comes to her, and she begs him not to turn her in because he has discovered she is female. Dr. Binet helps her win an honorable discharge. But before she's discharged from the army, the general is very upset and asks her, "Why did you do this?" Meaning, why did you enlist as a woman? And she said, "So I could see the world and serve my country." Other men who had faked their identity and gotten into the army were severely punished. But the general said he would not punish her. He thought so much of her, but he said she could no longer continue to be in the army. So he had her turn in her uniform and gave her a pink dress and pink shoes and hat to wear home. So when she gets home, no one will have anything to do with her. Not her mother, not the church, not anyone. But she works as a farmhand on different farms. And then one day, a handsome man on a great, beautiful stallion rides up at her door and asks her if she would like to go riding with him. In time, they marry, and Deborah bears 3 children in 5 years. But the farm does not produce. Poor soil, and Benjamin is ill and cannot work any longer, and her leg wound still bothers her. She petitions the government for back pay as a soldier for serving in the Revolution. The government is paying soldiers back pay, but not to her. She decides that she's can't wait any longer, and she goes in uniform and does the manual of arms. She becomes the first American woman to go on a paid public lecture tour. Then, to her delight, Paul Revere had picked up her money in Boston because he wrote a letter about her. for $96, which was a fortune, and brought it back to her in his saddlebags for her payments to continue until her death. She died in 1827 at 67 years in Sharon, Massachusetts. In World War II, a Liberty ship launched, the Deborah Gannett, that was her husband's name. And Deborah's reapplication and struggle for a military pension was on America's first freedom train. And songs and poems have honored her, including one by the Fort Worth, Texas Boys Choir. Her name is on a plaque at the U.S. National Cemetery. Song of Deborah was sung for women veterans at a memorial service.
And a special thanks to Greg Hengler on the production, and a special thanks to author Marilyn Kamichek, author of Deborah Sampson, The Girl Who Went to War. And what a movie this would be. It was a heck of a story. And that scene at the doctor's office where she's just hoping against hope that the doctor won't turn her in, and he does. All she wanted to do was do what the boys could do, and that is see the world and serve her country. The story of the woman who went to war here on Our American Stories.
All-inclusive vacations make life easy with endless eats, bottomless drinks, and never-ending fun. So booking an all-inclusive vacation should be easy too, right? That's where Apple Vacations comes in. Book your all-inclusive getaway with Apple Vacations and receive exclusive perks at select resorts. You'll find the best deals to sun and sand destinations in Mexico and the Caribbean, and enjoy a selection of exclusive nonstop vacation flights. Turn on easy mode at applevacations.com or call your local travel advisor to get started.
You wouldn't settle for watching a blurry TV, would you? So why settle for just okay TV sound? Upgrade your streaming and sound all in one with Roku Stream Bar. This powerful 2-in-1 upgrade for any TV lets you stream your favorite entertainment in brilliant 4K HDR picture and hear every detail with auto speech clarity. Whether you're hosting a party or just cleaning the house, turn it up and rock out with iHeartRadio and room-filling sound. Learn more about Roku Stream Bar today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I live way out in the country. I drive everywhere. And you know what scares me? That feeling of finding myself stuck on the side of the road. But now, all of us can avoid that pain by getting our vehicle the part it needs before that breakdown oh no moment. With eBay Guaranteed Fit and over 122 million parts and accessories, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. For the parts and accessories that fit your vehicle, just look for the green check. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.